Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Dave and Fanula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
So you think festival season is over. There's no more wellies needed. There's no more worrying about the rain. Well, you don't have to worry about the wellies. And hopefully the rain will stay away. But festival season is not over. Taste of Sligo Food Festival is happening next weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So plenty of opportunities to rock up, 19th, 20th and 21st. If you're thinking of Googling already, tasteofsligo.ie. The host, Anthony Gray, he is restaurateur, Ailabon and Hooked in Sligo. It is a big foodie destination, whether you've got to experience it yet or not, but you could next weekend at Taste of Sligo. Anthony, what do you have?
So we have Pucks of Food, we have an unbelievable lineup of celebrity chefs, we have local artists, music, entertainment for the kids, and we have an array of stall holders and food trucks serving unbelievable food. And it's really a promotion of Sligo. It's going to bring people to Sligo, and I'm just happy that it's going ahead again this year. We've extended the dates, so we're going to Friday, which is a tapas-style event. So you can come in, walk around, get special tapas-style dishes,
nice
little small dishes at very good prices. And look, it's just a family fun event with really, really good food and showcasing Sligo as the foodie destination that it's always has been.
Anthony, this will sound like an accusation of a question, but why do you do this? Because I imagine the festival itself, it isn't a big money spinner.
Look, I tell you why I personally do it. I love food. I love promoting Sligo. I love promoting the Wild Atlantic Way. Sligo's my hometown. I'm just delighted to give something back to Sligo. I'm very proud of the fact that I can. We have a beautiful Queen Maeve Square here, and everyone is working together in Sligo. We're collaborating together. Sligo County Council, Bade, Sligo Food Trail, and all the local businesses are in support of this. So you know what? There's bigger and better things to come from this, and no better way to push it, and no better way to have fun in Sligo and taste some unbelievable food.
We'd like to pick your brain about something for a minute, and let me give you the context, Anthony. I was at a Let Your Picnic. There was some amazing food options, and there was some absolute terrible, terrible food options at crazy prices. And a discussion took place here last week, Tuesday, about could we try and do something better? It's a bit of a mad idea. If we were to set up some sort of stall or sell some food, what would you say to us? And you can be brutally honest. Maybe we're just looking for someone to tell us this would be an idiotic idea for me and Fanula to have our own food stall.
No, look, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, you need to take a calculated risk and make sure that the food offering is right at the correct price. Unfortunately, the cost of food has gone through the roof. You know, the cost of coffee to get into it has gone up by 156%. Since 2024. But like, there is different food options. There's lower cuts of meat, cheaper cuts of meat, and there's no reason in the world why you can't get creative and make funky food really taste nice. You know, you could have posh curry chips, you could have better blade of beef rolls. There's so much you can do with food. You could have lobster rolls. They're very in sync at the moment. You know, you can funk around with food and make it taste unbelievable and keep your costs down to make sure that the public get good food at a good price. And that's what we're doing with the tapas night on the Friday night. There's some dishes at €4. So it's a no-brainer. Like, you'd be eating maybe 6 or 7 of them at €4. You're laughing.
I love how you're straight to the business side of it. We maybe don't have our caps on that way of thinking yet. And also, not saying we're definitely going to go with it, but Dave and Fanula, funk around with food, actually has a great ring to it, Anthony.
Absolutely. That could be your new tagline.
We need to trademark that immediately before someone steals it off us. Anthony, always great to talk. Major success to Taste of Sligo Festival. And Hey, tapas dishes at €4. I think you've a lot of people sold on that alone.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Cheers, lovely chat to you.
Hi, Fionnuala, great to talk to you.
Anthony Gray, he will be your host at Taste of Sligo Food Festival next weekend. It's happening 19th, 20th and the 21st, Queen Maeve Square in Sligo. We'd like to send you there for free so you have even more money to dish out on tapas dishes at €4 and everything that's going. Text or WhatsApp the word Sligo, S-L-I-G-O. No need for the H, to 087-1-102-107. We'd like you to go to Taste of Sligo Food Festival on us.
If we do end up bringing our own sort of food truck to the world, I think we're going to have to hit Anthony back up for a bit more business advice.
Oh, 100%.
You know, that man has the head screwed on. He's straight away thinking about the profits.
Oh, we'll have Anthony Gray's head wrecked about getting advice and what we need to do and where we need to source our stuff.
All the profit margins will be aligned.
Tasteofsligo.ie.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.